Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It is time to cast off words in darkness.
Oh, yes, it is. Up in the sky. It's not a bird. It's not a plane. Trust me, it's time. It is time, and it's going faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, and it's leaping tall buildings at a single bound because it is just racing and racing. And, you know, we've said this before, but the only way to stop it is to get on board with God and start redeeming time, because that's when you're going to see things happen, and you could buy back every opportunity that God gives you and walk in the light as he is in the light, have fellowship one with another. I'll tell you something, it's amazing what time will do when you have control of it instead of it having control of you. Amen. It's time to get on our horse and get the message of God in our hearts and start riding with the good news of the gospel. Yeah, we've got good news. Paul Revere has nothing on the church. So we're on the white horse with a white hat with a message of peace. We say peace be unto our soul. Hey, my name's Ed Gutfeld. We're glad that you joined us. This is It Is Time. It is a timely message in the time of the Gentiles for the times and seasons of our life. And we have a message of faith, hope, and love that's greater than anything the enemy would ever try to throw against us. And so we're glad that you're on board and we can do this together. Hey, at any time, if you want to drop us a line, you can email us at vccmarin@gmail.com. That's vccmarin@gmail.com. We'd love to hear any feedback that you have and cause maybe something from your heart. You got a suggestion, maybe something we could play on the program or a topic to cover. We could do that. That would be awesome. Hey, our sponsor for this half hour, let's find out who it is. Our sponsor this half hour is 2 Cor 10:4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the father of lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2 Cor 10:4. 2 Cor 10:4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2 Cor 10:4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10:4, this passage of spirit and life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2 Cor 10:4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2 Cor 10:4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2 Cor 10:4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments. That's right. 2 Cor 10:4 is a proud sponsor of It Is Time. Thank God for 2 Cor 10:4. You can take it, you know, even while you're on the air. I do it all the time, and I'm still able to function large, heavy machinery like a microphone and a mouse and still do my job with precision because I have help from heaven to decongest the traffic jam of the mind, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ so that we can think higher thoughts and live in higher ways. I love that scripture in Isaiah. Just go up and get a higher thought right up there, way up there. Aren't you glad we got some higher thoughts we can have and higher ways than man's ways? You know, God, it's amazing how man tries to reach God on his own when God has come down to man. God visited Adam and Eve in the garden, and I can just hear some people's minds. He's going to start telling about fairy tales. No, that's not a fairy tale. That's the truth. Adam and Eve were the first people created by God. God created Adam and formed Eve out of Adam. But the fact is, God visited them and gave them dominion on the earth. The Bible says, let them have dominion on the face of the earth. And just before this broadcast, I just had an inkling in my heart that we should talk about the partnership of God with man. Man meeting man and woman, of course. There's a beautiful partnership. And God told Adam, he said, yeah, I want you to name all the animals. You know, God could have done it. God could have done it in his sleep, but he doesn't sleep. So he couldn't do it in his sleep because he doesn't sleep. The Lord never sleeps nor slumbers. Heaven's going to be very unusual. It's going to be different. And so we're going to be living a higher life there. But we want to get as close to it as we can here. But man gave names to all the animals. And it's a powerful thought. And it's a great song by Bob Dylan. God partnered with man to give the names to all these animals. And so let's let this song bless us and see the kind of partnership that God has with us. Bob Dylan.
Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, in the beginning. Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, long time ago. He saw an animal. Big furry paws and he liked to howl. Great big furry back and furry hat. I think I'll call it a bat. Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, in the beginning. Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, long time ago. He saw an animal upon a hill, chewing up so much grass until he was filled. He saw milk coming out, but he didn't know how. I call it a cow. Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, in the beginning. Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, long time ago. He saw an animal that liked to snort. Horns on head and they weren't too short. It looked like there was nothing that he couldn't pull. I think I'll call it a bull. Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, in the beginning. Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, long time ago. He saw an animal leaving a muddy trail. Real dirty face and a curly tail. He wasn't too small and he wasn't too big. I think I'll call him a pig. Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, long time ago. Next animal that he did meet had a wool on his back and hoofs on his feet. Eating grass on a mountainside so steep. Oh, I think I'll call it a sheep. Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, in the beginning. Man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, long time ago. He saw an animal as smooth as glass, slithering his way through the grass. He saw him disappear by Trina Lake.
Yeah, that's Bob Dylan. And Man Gave Names to All the Animals. That snake in the grass is the guy we got to look out for. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus, we're going to be okay. And God gave man the authority and the power and the instruction to give names to all the animals. So God wanted us involved with him. And I love something that it says in the book of Hebrews. And of course, this is quoting Psalms and a few other places and talking about what God has invested in man. And verse 5 says, For unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one certain place testified, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visited him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of your hands, and put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he hath put all things in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he should taste death for every man. And then it says, for it became him for whom are all things, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. But, you know, he says, what is man that you're mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? That's very profound. And so we need to understand that God is mindful of man, and he visits us. And it's just amazing how wonderful that God would put all the world that he had made in control of this man. What is mortal man that you should remember him, and the son of man that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels. God put everything under his son's control, and nothing was left out. But this world is put under the control of human beings. God gave authority to us, and he said, have dominion. And if it wasn't for the son of man, Jesus, coming to the earth and rescuing us, we would be under the dominion of Satan, even though it had been given to us, the sons of men. We had turned it over to the evil one in the garden. The authority was taken away from man by Satan through deception. The woman was deceived, but the man was not. He just absolutely gave. He turned all the authority over. That's why when the enemy, Satan, took Jesus up on that pinnacle and said, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of this world. Well, Jesus didn't say, liar, liar, pants on fire, get behind me, Satan. He said, no, you shall worship the Lord, and him only shall you serve. He didn't call him a liar. Because that authority had been transferred back to Satan. The lease, if you will, was turned over. And so, but the lease is going to run out before too long. And we're going to do a program very soon on the return of Christ. Oh my goodness, he's coming back. But until such time, Jesus redeemed us from the curse that was placed upon this earth. He redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we have received back the authority that was lost, because Jesus passed every test that Adam failed. And thanks be to God, God was mindful of us and came and visited us. And now God reigns here. Absolutely does. You know, John Waller wrote a song called God Reigns Here. And it's powerful. We can tell the spirit of death to go. We can tell a spirit of fear to leave. Because we've been given authority in the name of Jesus. Man plays a great role with God. He said, you go into all the world with my name. You cast out the devil. You police this planet with the authority of heaven. So man has a partnership with God. Disciples went everywhere preaching the word. God confirmed it with signs following. This is a song by John Waller, God Reigns Here.
Spirit of death, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Yeshua's name. Spirit of fear, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You're not welcome here. Name. Envy and jealousy, you have no place here. I command you to live in Jesus' name. And go back from whence you came. Our God reigns here.
Yeah.
Yeah, God reigns here. He is the King. He is the Lord. But God has done something incredibly magnanimous. He's so loving and so kind to us. He gives us authority. He says, you walk in the power that I give you. You walk in it. Man, God wants us to reign with him. You know, it's just amazing how the Bible said that when Jesus was taken up into the heavens, that the disciples were watching him. And he said, all authority is given unto me, both in heaven and earth. He said, you go, therefore. You go. You go into all the world. You know, it's amazing how Elijah was taken up by the whirlwind, but Elisha was watching him. He said, if you see me when I leave, you can have a double portion. And I think a lot of the Christians are watching Jesus being taken up into heaven, but they're not expecting a double portion. We need a double portion of what God has. We need to be able to have something that's so incredibly beautiful from heaven that that we're aware 24/7 that God left us to do the work with the Holy Spirit. He said, don't do this yourself. You go, and he said, in fact, before you go, I want you to wait somewhere. He said, there's some waiting that needs to be done. And he said, go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. And when they went to that upper room on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it sat upon each one of them. Hallelujah. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And they all began to speak with other tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. And they had the anointing of God now to go into all the world. And so we don't do this on our own. No, 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 no. This is transferred and delegated authority. But the point is, God does partner with man. If man doesn't do anything, then God is waiting for man to rise up. So we need to rise up. And we need to tell the enemy of our soul, hey, we're going to shout unto God. And, you know, you have no authority here. You have absolutely no authority here. That's right, because the enemy's been defeated. Jesus rose from the dead.
Death couldn't hold you down, down.
That's where he rose from the dead. He gave us authority. This is Michael W. Smith. Shout unto God.
Death couldn't hold you down, down. The enemy's been defeated. Hey! The enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down.
Yeah!
The enemy's been defeated. Death couldn't hold our Jesus down. We have a mighty Jesus. We have a mighty Lord. Death couldn't hold him down. And that's absolutely the truth. And that's why we're free. We're free to enforce the victory of Calvary. And when we don't enforce it, things go wrong. And God holds us accountable. People think they can do anything they want, that there's any spiritual power on the earth. They can do anything they want, but this is precious in the sight of God, the authority that's been given to us. It can be misused, and people can try to misuse it for gain, for false gain, or whatever. This is Don Francisco and a song called Balaam.
Now Balaam was a prophet about the time that Moses was coming through. Every now and again, God would speak to him, tell him what to say and do. He had a reputation in all those parts for being on the line of power. And when Moab's king heard Moses was coming, he called him in his needy hour. He said, Balaam, come and curse these Israelites. If you do, I believe I could beat them in a fight. But when Balaam asked the Lord said, Balaam, don't you go. Israel is blessed by me, don't you go mess up my show. But Balaam's head was turned by the money he could earn. So he saddled up his donkey anyway. Balaam and his servants hurried off for the king of Moab's castle. But they hadn't gone very far down the road when the whole trip became a hassle. Because the donkey ran off across a field, and then she nearly broke Balaam's ankle. But when she lay right down and wouldn't get up, Balaam got a little more than rankled. For the third time, Balaam beat her with his cane. But that donkey just refused to move again. It was the thing that happened next, though, made Balaam's knees get weak. That donkey still would not get up, but she began to speak. She said, Balaam, you're to blame. The way you beat me is a shame. 'Cause all I've done is tried to save your life. Then the angel of the Lord appeared with a flaming sword in his hand. And Balaam fell down on his face, a very frightened man. The angel said, Balaam, you'd be dead if your donkey hadn't detected that I was waiting there to part your hair when you and my sword connected. And Balaam then repented for his sin. And he promised not to act like that again. And I hope we've learned our lesson now about God's reward for greed. But you know it's that talking donkey that's really strange indeed. Now that donkey's just a donkey, but she's still the thing God used. And that's the point I want you all to see. The Lord's the one who makes the choice of the instrument he's using. We don't know the reasons and the plans behind his choosing. So when the Lord starts using you, don't you pay it any mind. He could have used the dog next door if he'd been so inclined.
Yeah, that's the song of Balaam. And the prophet who was motivated by greed. But the whole point of the song is God uses who he chooses. That'll preach, you know. God uses who he chooses. And if he chooses you to be a greeter at a door, then be a greeter at the door. David said it's better to spend one day as a doorkeeper in the house of my God than 1,000 elsewhere. And I'd rather be a greeter than a deceiver. And anything God can use me to do, I'll go ahead and sign up for that. When God gives a prophecy or something, people they take it like they've got some spiritual power, some spiritual gain. You know, that is about as silly as can be. God uses instruments and God uses us, but thank God he does use us. Bill McGinnis, my pastor, used to say that it's God and Sons Incorporated. Yeah, God incorporated us with him and made us one spirit with the Lord so that we can have fellowship with him. And then he said, you know, I could do this work myself, but I'm going to go ahead and leave here. And if I don't give you the Holy Spirit, you're going to be comfortless. So I'm not going to leave you without comfort. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. In fact, it's better for you that I go away because the Holy Spirit can be in all of you at the same time. And then
I'm going to lead you and guide you by my spirit, and you're going to do the work that I would be doing. In fact, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. Yeah. Leon Patillo wrote a song called These Signs out of Mark 16. Give a listen. This is your destiny in this life.
And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. In my name they'll cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. If they drink any deadly poison, it shall not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Yes, these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name.
These signs. This is Leon Patillo with These Signs. We believe in his name so these signs can follow us. And God includes us in the work that he is doing in the earth of evangelizing and touching people's hearts and touching people's lives and growing the family of God. So God is he's including us, and that is quite an honor. And we are just overwhelmed and blessed that God does that. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has sent your glory above the heavens, who has set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings you have ordained strength, or perfected praise, the New Testament says, because of your enemies, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. When you consider thy heavens, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man? I mean, in the big scope of things, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visited him? That's overwhelming thought. And we need to understand that your mind can't really take it all in unless the Holy Spirit shows it to you. He says, when I view and consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained and established, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you care for him? Wow, you made him a little lower than God. and you crowned him with glory and honor. And you made him to have dominion over the works of your hands and put all things in subjection under his feet. Of course, that's talking about a prophecy of Jesus, but he's also talking about us in the sense that God gave us dominion. And he said, there's something on this earth that stands above everything else. And that's the man and the woman that I created in my image and after my likeness. And that's my family. I want to use them. And all these other things are things that God put on here for us to take care of and to use properly and wisely. And it's just an amazing truth that we are the apple of his eye, that we are the object of affection for God. And he loves us so much, and he wants us to be involved with his work. As we said before in the Great Commission, Matthew 28, he tells us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation, and to teach, make disciples of all nations. God wants us to make disciples of all nations. He wants us to preach the gospel to every creature, and he includes us in that powerful truth of sharing the gospel with the world. My goodness. And you're a part of that. Don't just listen to this broadcast and think we're talking to somebody else. I'm talking to you. This is Right Now Radio. You can't listen to this message without being saying, Lord, what are you saying to me? You're saying something to me right now. Yes, he is. He's saying something right now. He's saying, I want to reach out my hand, put my hand on your head, and I want to put my anointing on your life so that you can rise up out of the place of smallness and littleness and frailness and come up to a place where I put my spirit upon you. And when God starts using you, no, you don't have to pay it any mind because, yeah, he could use the dog next door, but he wants to use you because you're created in his image and after his likeness. And when you come home, you can go feed the dog. But praise God, God's going to use you. And he wants to use you. Hey, speaking of God using us and putting us to work, Team Edify is on the earth. Whoa, they're roaming throughout the continents of the globe. Praise the Lord. Team Edify is just an inspiration God gave us. And the word of edification, God said, I'm going to build my church. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the word build is the same word that comes from edifice. And it means to build. It means to build the building, and we're the building of God, and God wants to build the building. How does he do that? He builds it up. He shores it up. Some of these buildings in San Francisco, they have to be retrofitted for earthquakes, and the Bay Bridge has been retrofitting for the last 15 years. They take that building, and you build it up. That's what edifying does. It builds back. It builds up somebody who needs to be built up. And God can do that. It's like watering a seed. Every time you water it, it takes more water than it takes anything else. You're edifying something. Well, Team Edify is in the earth, and they're dangerous, but they've got a great message of edification. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org.
The pages said meet you at the information counter. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
That's okay, that's okay. If we hurry, we can make it.
Well, you hurried back just in time, and we're glad you're here. And it's not too late to get
to be a part of Team Edify and go to our website, and you can just follow the prompts there. And it's edifyforlife.org, E-D-I-F-Y-F-O-R-L-I-F-E, edifyforlife.org. And just click on the donate, and you'll be a part of that. And it's only $1, you know, $1 for the rest of your life, lifetime membership. And that includes the pin, includes the membership card, access to the website, testimonies, videos, all kinds of good stuff. And who knows what's down the future. We just want to create a team of people who are going to inspire each other to keep on inspiring people and to go around the world. We have it in 3 languages right now, and we're looking to put it in other languages. As soon as we touch people in different languages, we can go there by God's grace. So please be a part of that. You'll enjoy it. I'm sure you will. And it's going to be wonderful to see how many nations we touch with Team Edify. You know, God says that through us, he's going to touch the world. And when we're going and we're doing it through him, we are singing, through you, Lord, this is what's going to happen. Through you, this is what's going to happen. God is from heaven is saying, through the church, this is what's going to happen. The church is saying, Lord, through you. Isn't that beautiful? That beautiful message that's going back and forth. God says, through the church. And the church goes, through you, Lord. And God says, yes, through the church. And the church says, yes, through you, Lord. And so we're both partnering together. It's so amazing to me how wonderful God says, I'm going to use my people. He doesn't do it himself. And some people take that to such an extreme, like they're God and they have this gift and they hold on to it and pet it and make a big deal about it, charge money for it and stuff like that. God says, through the church, I'm going to do these miracles. Greater works, Jesus said, than I do, shall you do. He tells that to his disciples. And then his disciples say, Lord, but through you, we're going to do these things. Because, you know, when the disciples came back and they said, hey, the devils are subject to us. We cast out devils in your name. We did this, we did it. And the Lord said, don't rejoice in that. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Just keep your eyes on the right thing. Because why? That old snake in the grass, he's ready to wrap right around your pride and your arrogance, put a little crown on your head, make you king over your little kingdom. And God says, don't have any of that. You stay humble before me. And God says, through you. And we go, Lord, through you. And God says, yeah, I know, but through you. And then we say, Lord, hey, through you. The Newsboys wrote a song called I Am Free. And it talks a lot about through the Lord, what's going to happen. And through the Lord, many great things are going to happen. We're free to do the work of the God of the Lord. We're free to be the servants of the Lord. I am free. These are the Newsboys. Darkness, please.
Come on now.
We're free.
Come on, you can't just sit there. You can't just sit there. No way, no way, no way, shape, or form. We're free in Christ. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And that means free to worship God, free to praise Him, free to run with Him, free to fall on your face, free to just say, God, I need your help. Lord, I need your anointing. Lord, I need your care. Lord, I need you. Just free to be in God's presence and let Him live and move and have our being, have His being in us. Oh, my goodness. That is some kind of freedom in Christ. Mark 16. I want to pray that you get this so you can be free to obey God, free to have signs follow you. Look, not everybody's called to be a prophet. Not everybody's called to be a preacher. Not everybody's called to do maybe even what I'm doing right now. But you're free to be who God created you to be. You know, it's amazing when somebody's just free in God, just to be a servant of the Lord, just to do what they do with simplicity of heart, but also just to be dangerous too. Dangerous to pray for somebody. Dangerous to stand in the gap for somebody. Dangerous to lay hands on somebody and say, hey, can I pray for your healing? Dangerous to do the mighty things of God. We don't have to have all the right answers for every single little hangnail on the earth. But we can have love and we can have strength and we can just encourage people and just bring the anointing of God wherever you go. That's what he's talking about. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. These signs shall follow those who believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. They drink any deadly thing. See, while you're doing this, if you get in trouble, you get the wrong kind of food or wrong kind of drink, it won't hurt you. Praise the Lord. You'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But this part I want you to see. Then after that Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Well, he's gone. Where did he go? He went back to heaven. And they stood there and cried one over another and said, oh, Jesus is gone. Oh. No, they didn't. They went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord working with them. 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 This is what this program's all about. The Lord working with them. The Lord wants to work with you. God uses us. The Lord works with us. He works with us. He's not going to do it on his own. We don't do it on our own. We do it together. We got to be under command. Yeah, praise the Lord. They went forth, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word. What word? His word, his own word. Yeah, his word. Through you, God. God says, yeah, through you. And we say back to God, through you, God. And God says, yes, and also through you, because we're working together, confirming the word with signs following. Oh, God, thank you. Lord, I pray for those listening right now. I pray for our friends that, Lord, we would have boldness rise up in us, that the fire of heaven would hit our life, that we would rise up and say, through you, God, these signs will follow me. And God says back to you, through you, I'm going to do great things. And we say back to God, through you, Lord, these signs will happen through you, God, as I trust in you. And the Lord says back, through you, I'm going to do these things. And we say back to God, through you, God, it's going to happen. I will do it. Through you, I will do it. Oh, we're in Christ. Amen. You know, we need to get to a kind of an attitude about us. In Psalm 1, we're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. When God works through us, he works in a mighty, mighty way. And the song says, Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved. In his love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. And that is a statement of, God, you are my rock, and I will not be moved. I'm not going to be pushed away. I refuse to be denied. And we have access to the throne of God. And the only thing that would keep us there is our flesh and the devil. And we're not going to let either of those keep us away from God. There's a song by Desperation Band called I Refuse to Be Denied. That's spoken by a person who knows their place in God and just says, you know what, Lord, I'm going to press in. I'm going to press in. I'm not going to let anything depress me as I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm going to be impressed. I'm going to press on. This is the Desperation Band. Refuse to be denied.
We're here, God, because your promise has been fulfilled in us. We're here, God, because when we seek you, we find you. God, when we ask, we receive. When we knock on the door, you answer it. Your word is alive. Your word is alive today. It is truth. It is everything.
I am yours. You are mine. I refuse to be denied. All of you is my heart's cry. I refuse to be denied. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. Yeah. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. Though I'm weak, though I'm dry, I refuse to be denied. And all my life a sacrifice, I refuse to be denied. I'm coming after you. 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 Yeah. I'm coming after you. 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 Keep singing it. Yeah.
I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you.
Coming after you. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. Coming after you.
Coming after you. Coming after you. Coming after you. Coming after you. Coming after you.
This is the prayer of our life. Hear us, God.
We're coming.
Say it with him. Coming after you, Lord. We refuse to be denied. We're coming after you. We're not going to be deterred. We're not going to be sidetracked in any way, shape, or form. We're going to keep our eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what happens. You win. If somebody gives you a $10 zillion tomorrow, you don't change. You keep doing the gospel. You keep doing the good word of God. You keep doing what God tells you to do. You keep running after him and running after him. Lord, we're running after you. We're coming after you. We're not going to be deterred. We're not going to be denied. We're going to let God be the one who fuels the engine. Oh, glory to God. We're not going to let the flesh fuel the engine. We're going to let the Spirit of God fuel the engine. Because, God, it's too important for us to miss something. We're not going to miss it. And there's something for us to do. We're to be history makers. We're working with God, and we're going to be history makers. That's exactly true. It's time for us to say, Lord, I'm going to get in the harvest. I'm going to get involved with my church. I'm going to get involved with what you're doing. I'm going to get involved in getting right in the middle of things. Yeah, that's you. You're a history maker out there. History's being written today as you rise up and obey. Amen. This is Delirious, History Maker.
Is it true today? Let my people play. While the skies are bright, kings and queens will say, yes, it's true.
History maker. I'm going to be a history maker. How about you? Are you going to be a history maker? You know, you can just sit there, or you can say, you know what, Lord? You've listened to this program enough. If you've listened to this whole program, you're ready. You're ready. Come on. Just take the master by the hand and say, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to rise up in the name of Jesus. Some of you are already doing that. Man, it's so good. We're so glad you're on the team. We're so glad you got your hand to the plow. Don't look back. Don't be like Lot's wife and look back and say, oh, I wish I could go to one of them old concerts I used to go to, and, you know, and have a few beers. No, you don't want to go there. You don't want to do that. You got new wine to get involved with. Praise the Lord. You and the Holy Spirit have a concert down the street with the guy who's going to get saved today, or down at the park, or down, you know, wherever else you're going. let you and God have a concert you never had before. I mean, you talk about God. God just, he'll show up and he'll do something exceeding abundantly beyond all that you can ask or even think, according to the power that works within us. That's what we want. That's what we need. And that's what should be happening for us, because that's God's will for our life. Isn't that right? Yeah. Ask Limit X. Yeah.
Jesus Christ is
they got
Lord.
The spirit. They got the right message.
Go take it on the mountain of the hills and everywhere. Go take it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yeah, they're telling us.
Go take it.
They're agreeing
the
with God. Go tell it. It's time to keep telling them that the message.
Everywhere. Bop, bop. Come on, go tell it on the mountain.
That's what we're supposed to do. Go tell it on the mountain. Hey, I'm Ed Gutfeld. I'm glad you joined us this wonderful day, this wonderful time, whenever you're listening to this podcast, be it day or night, winter, spring, summer, or fall. It doesn't really matter. It's time to keep shouting the victory, though, because it's time. It is time to keep shouting the victory. Tell somebody. You got to keep telling it. That it's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God, because he's on the throne and he's listening to the prayers of his people. So don't put anything off. Don't you dare put it off. Put what off, Pastor Ed? Well, you just don't put anything off. Anything God wants you to do, it's time to just say, okay, it is time. The light is green. It's time for me to go and tell somebody and edify somebody and just stir somebody off. Because why? It is time.